Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Erevin Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. If you have a well, is that well a Rishas Yachid or Rishas Rabbi? Well, we've already said anything that's deep, 10, and wide, 4, is a Rishas Yachid. Now that's a problem, because if you're standing in the Rishas Rabbi or in the Carmelis, how do you draw the water out and then give it to your behemoth to drink? You can't carry from a Rishas HaYachid to a Carmelis, and for sure you can't carry from a Rishas HaYachid to a Rishas HaRabbe. And it was particularly a problem for the many, many people that came to be Oyle Regel each Yom Tov. And they were walking on the roads, and they would pass wells with their behemoths. What can they do on Shabbos? So really, you should have to build mechitzas around the well. The Chazal wanted to make it easier for them. So there's a special takana that says that in this situation, what they can do is, you can kind of imagine that there are four walls around the well. But we don't really have four walls around the well. What do we have? On each of the corners of this square around the well, we're going to put up an L-shaped slat, one going one way, one going the other way. So we're going to take two boards, each is wide an amma. We're going to connect them in such a way like an L, like the letter L. So now you have an amma going one direction, amma going in the other direction. And we're going to put them up on the four corners. So if I'm standing by the well and I'm looking toward the corner, what do I see? I see like one amma going one way, and then it turns and the amma goes the other way. And I'll see the same thing on all four corners. Is this enough of a mechitza? Well, in this situation, Chazal said yes. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Oisin, pasin, you can set up these like slats, these like pieces of wood connected together in an L shape, labeirois, for wells. Arba, diyumdim, it's really four of these L shaped beams. But nirin kishmaina, it looks like eight. Because when you look at the corner, you see like an amma going one way, then an amma going the other way. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Azayhalt Rabbi Yehuda. Where does the word diyumdin comes from? Well, the word diyai in Greek means two. Amud means like a slant, part of a wall, a pillar. Put it together, it's diyumdin. It's like one piece of wood that looks like two because it turns at a right angle. So the early regel knew you had these boards around the well. You bring your behemoth in, either the entire behemoth or the head and most of the behemoth, and that's how the behemoth is going to get its water. Again, let's see the lashon of the Mishnah. Eisen pasen lebeirois, you can set up these L-shaped boards for wells. Arba deyumdin, four of these L-shaped corners that look like eight. Rabbi Yehuda, the Alt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says four is not enough. Shmaina, you need eight. Nirin kishnei masa, it looked like 12. Arba deyumdin, four of the L-shaped, double ones by each corner. And in addition to that, the arba pshutin, four single ones. So try to imagine the circle in the middle, that's the well, and a square around it. In this square, I have four L-shaped ones on each corner, but in the middle, in between the two corners, on all four sides, you have to have another one. That's four. This isn't an L-shaped one. This is a plain board. Each one is wide in amma. So your mayor holds Rabbi Yehuda is allowing too much of a space between the L-shaped boards. We have to put something more over here in the middle for this to be considered a mechitza, even according to this kula, where we're not demanding a full mechitza, but you have to have more than just the double boards at the corner. Now, of course, it depends just how much of an area you have over here, and we're going to explain that a little bit more. We get to the end of the Mishnah, B'yaz Hashem. Zakta Mishnah Vayiter. How high do these boards or L-shaped corners have to be? Gavan, their height, 10 tvachim, 10 tvachim. Rachvan, 6, and their width, 6. Didn't we say before an amma, and now we're saying 6 tvachim? Well, an amma is 6 tvachim. How thick do they have to be? V'avyan, their thickness, kalshu, any size whatsoever. Doesn't really have to be thick. And what about in between the open spaces? How wide could this gap be? How much could the open space be? And for the Mishnah, Kimeloi, what it would take to fill up, Shtei Rivakais two teams, shall shalosh shalosh bakar, of three oxen each. Divi Rav Meir, as I held, Rav Meir. So in other words, this means lining up six oxen side by side, each three connected to its own team. Well, how wide is an ox? Batnura explains, two amos minus a third. So six of them would be how much? 10 amos. How good are you at fractions? If the average size of an ox is 2 minus a third, that's 1 2/3, right? Because there are 3/3 in each whole number. So in 2 amos, there are 6/3. 2 amos minus a third is really 5/3, or 1 2/3. Well, 1 2/3 amma times 3 would be 5. If you have two teams of three oxen, so that's 10. Well, that's the maximum amount that you could have open according to Rav Meir. But what if I have an area that's more than that? What if I put up my four corners and I have more than that between one corner and the other? Well, that's the case where Rav Meir says you have to add another board. Rav Yehuda gives us a little bit more room before you have to add another board. Rav Yehuda Aymer, it's not two teams, three oxen each, but rather, shel arba arba, two teams of four oxen. Two teams of four oxen is 13 amos and a third. Furthermore, in regard to these oxen that were lining up side by side, we're talking about oxen kishurais, that are tied, v'loy mutares, but they're not loose. If they're tied, so there's less space in their width, they're tighter together. Now why does it have to say tied and not open? If it's tied, it's not open. So the Batanur explains, the Mishnah wants to emphasize. Sometimes, okay, it's more or less tied. No, not more or less tied. It has to mamish be tied, not loose at all. And the measurements are taken where achas nichneses, one enters, the achas yaitzes, and the other leaves. One team is coming in, and the other team is coming out. So this is actually a kula, because if you have two-way traffic, you need a little bit more width than two lanes going in the same direction, so to speak. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. People came to the Eile Regel, they had a problem. How do you draw water out of the well if the well is a Rishus HaYachid? And the answer is you can square off an area around the well. You don't have to make full mechitzas, but you can have these four L-shaped beams, which the Mishnah calls diyumdin. The four, it looks like eight, because if it's shaped like an L, it looks like each side has its own wall, which is wide and amma. Rav Meir says you have to have eight that look like 12. In other words, Rav Meir says in addition to the four corner ones, you have to have straight ones in between each of the corners. That depends how big the size is. We said they have to be high 10 tvachim, wide 6 tvachim, and basically any thickness. Doesn't really have to be thick. How much space can you have in between? We said, according to Rav Meir, two teams of three oxen. Each team has three. In other words, so it would be the width of 6 oxen. Rav Yehuda says of 4. The oxen have to be tied together, not loose, and facing opposite directions. In other words, one oxen goes in and the other one is coming out, and that gives us a little bit more room. As we explained, the two-way traffic has more width than two lanes of traffic going in the same direction.